Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And Steve, you can get in on this as well. Have you ever felt like you were awkward in a situation?
Oh, all the time.
I do, too. And it's, Bill, I know you're going to say no, but I've seen it happen.
No.
I think it's cute.
Yeah.
I think being awkward is when you're being real.
Yeah.
And I know some people are embarrassed about that, but there's a new book called Awkward, The Science of Why We're Socially Awkward and Why That's Awesome. And the author of this book is on the line with us, Ty Toshiro. Ty, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well. How you doing?
Listen, I know that we all want to be smooth over everything when we're in situations, and I really try to do that, but every once in a while, you'll say something that you regret, or you tell a joke that falls flat, and it does feel uncomfortable. You feel your face flushing for a minute, but we've all been there, and it's okay, isn't it?
It is. You know, everybody has awkward moments, and it's usually okay. It's not life-threatening or a malicious sort of act. It's just an accident, a small accident usually. And but we do get really embarrassed in those moments, and your face will flush. And there's actually some interesting research that shows that your face flushing like that is actually a really good thing, because it shows other people that you're sorry for what happened, that you understand the situation. And when people don't blush, that's actually when they have some trouble. They're disliked in those situations. So as long as you address what happened and say, hey, I'm sorry, people are usually just fine.
I hate to bring Sean Spicer into this, and I don't want to get political, but when he talked about Adolf Hitler not using gas and then never just said, where did that come from? Why did I say that? Wouldn't that have been a better way to make that go away?
Yeah, that's interesting, some of the things that are going on politically right now.
Mm-hmm, I bet.
Yeah.
Talk about awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, there's a whole psychological studies people can do on that. But, you know, there's awkward moments and awkward people, and usually those are mistakes, so they're accidents. Sometimes I think awkward moments occur, or discomfort occurs for a lot of people, because people aren't necessarily dealing in the truth, or people are trying to convince people of something with some spin. And I think that's a different kind of motive for an awkward moment, because the awkward moment's created by your expectations not aligning because the person's trying to create a spin. I think that's different than when someone just accidentally says something that they really had no intent of saying.
And it happens to all of us. I mean, really, you know, in a lot of our cases, our brain works a little quicker than our mouth does. And there have been times I've said things on the air and it's like, what? I did not mean to say it that way. You know, you say it in the wrong context or something. And is it best to just admit it?
I think so. You know, there's some great laboratory studies where they'll have people commit these social faux pas or commit these gaffes. And they'll randomly assign people to either address it directly or to just try to gloss it over. And the people who address it directly come out of there not only being okay, but oftentimes they're liked a little bit more because they were genuine and real in a circumstance when it was hard to do so.
What has changed in pop culture, do you think, Ty, where television shows and rock stars and comedians almost thrive if they're more awkward? I think of shows like The New Girl and Big Bang Theory, Mindy Project and Seinfeld. All those shows are built around awkward situations and how the characters handle being in awkward situations.
It is amazing, actually, that we've kind of entered this golden age of awkwardness or being a nerd.
Yeah.
And it wasn't always that way. You know, when I was a teenager, being in the nerd group was like the social kiss of death.
Right.
But now it is kind of trending. I think the internet has been good for awkward people. Awkward people tend to have unusual interests that aren't necessarily mainstream. And, you know, early on, those chat rooms and those kinds of things gave people with unique interests a way to find each other. And that then turned into even meeting face-to-face, things like Comic-Con, I think, came out of that. And now on social media, it's even easier for people with pretty unique interests to find each other. So it's neat to see, you know, and I think it resonates broadly. Shows like The Big Bang Theory, because we all feel a little bit awkward. And so it's in an exaggerated form in shows like that. But I think everybody can relate to it.
We're talking to Tai Tashiro. His book is called Awkward, The Science of Why We're Socially Awkward and Why That's Awesome. You have, like, Chris Hardwick, the Nerdist. You have these self-proclaimed nerds or geeks. I'm married to a Star Wars aficionado. I work with a guy who collects toys. I mean, we're all
a freak.
But we all kind of are okay to open up to that now. You're right. In high school, you didn't want to be a member of the nerd herd, but now it's kind of okay.
It really is. And I think that's wonderful. I mean, it's great. I wish I'd been around when I was in high school. I think that would have been nice, but I think it's nice for the young people I talk to that they feel more comfortable with doing their own thing. And that's not just good for awkward people or nerdy people. It's good for everybody. I think when people can more fully embrace who they naturally are.
Tai, what happened that made you realize this is more than just a cultural phenomenon, but it needs to be put into a book? Did something particular happen, or is it just something that built up over the years?
You know, I guess I just started noticing that some of my friends who were socially awkward and who were struggling with social life, maybe they felt kind of lonely or felt out of place. I thought, boy, that's really too bad, because these were great people with great hearts and really good intention, who could be really valuable as a friend or as a member of a group. And I had this thought. I thought, if they could just skip the first 5 minutes of social interactions,
Yeah. They'd
probably be just fine. You know, that's the part that really gets awkward people. And so when I went to look to see if there were books about social awkwardness, there really weren't any that had a scientific focus or a research-based focus. And That's how I got into it. So it's been a fun one to write.
Now, you mentioned that the internet has kind of become a playground for awkward people, and Comic-Con, C2E2 was just here in town. But is this technology also producing more awkward people in the way of youngsters who are on social media all the time? I have a teenage boy who plays video games at home and doesn't have face-to-face contact. Doesn't that create more awkward people?
It certainly could, you know. It gives them less practice, which is problematic if they've got their head down looking at their phone. Sometimes you walk by a group of teens, for example, and you can tell they're all friends, but they're all looking at their phone and they're not talking to each other. Mm. That's certainly a problematic kind of situation. But the good news is that humans are pretty, resilient.
Yeah.
So even if a kid is doing that a lot, if they need to turn it around, they still have the capability to do that. It's not like they lose the capacity intellectually or in their brain functioning to be able to do so.
Don't you also think parents say to themselves, if they have a child that seems a little socially awkward, they look at guys like Steve Jobs or Bill Gates or Mark Cuban, and they go, well, that might be the next Mark Cuban. Even though he seems awkward now at age 9 or 10, he could grow up to be this, you know, incredible CEO, a captain of industry. It could end up really, really good.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I've had a lot of parents approach me about this topic, and one of the things I'll hear parents of awkward kids say is, my kid is so stubborn. You know,
yeah.
They're just unusually stubborn. And I always say, you know what, with a loving home environment and the right kind of encouragement and opportunity, that stubbornness is going to turn into determination. And in fact, there's studies that show that awkward people have a really intense focus. They tend to have this great energy and enthusiasm for what they love. And although that can get them into trouble socially at
yeah.
times, or for parents can be a little bit of pain in the neck, you know, if you're patient with it, those qualities, those characteristics can really propel them to some extraordinary things.
We always make a joke. Our 14-year-old son, Dylan, is a little stubborn at times, and my husband and I always say, we're going to end up working for him someday, because mm-hmm. that's what will happen.
Yeah, you know, those things tend to temper naturally with time, and as they find the good outlets to channel that stubbornness, to channel that determination, then you really start to see kids take off.
Someone has just texted us, 312-981-7200, and said, awkwardness is what made The Office such a great show.
Yeah.
And seriously, because you loved Michael Scott, you felt sorry for him, and then you realized, well, he is kind of a jerk, you know? It was very awkward.
It was. You know, there were a number of awkward characters, I guess, on that show. And one of the things I like about shows like that, or shows like Silicon Valley, are that they represent the broad range of awkward people. You know, it's not just one type of person. And some awkward people are unlikable. You know, they just they don't have their heart in the right place necessarily, but they're no more likely to be that way than anybody else. You know, plenty of awkward people, I'd say most awkward people, are good folks who want to do the right thing, and they're just a little bit clumsy when it comes to these social interactions.
All right. Well, thank you for it's okay to embrace your inner nerd and your inner awkwardness. Would you say that's a fact?
I think that's true, and I think it's actually a good thing for people to do.
Awkward, the science of why we're socially awkward and why that's awesome. Ty Toshiro is on the line with us. Where's the best place to get this book?
They can just go to awkwardbook.com, and there will be all kinds of options about where they can pick it up. And it's in bookstores as well.
Ty, thanks so much. Greatly appreciate it. Have a great week.
Thank you.
We'll take a little break and then a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.